Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What do you do when everything seemingly puts up a fight against you? When everything seems like a struggle?
Have you ever had that feeling where every time you think you're on the right track or on the right path, here comes something? Here comes temptation. Here comes sin trying to derail you and knock you off the right path.
Have you ever had one of those days where it's just a fight? Where everything is a fight? Your journey to work seems like it's a struggle. You get to work and it's hostile that day. You get home and something unexpected happens. An unexpected letter, an unexpected bill.
I've had days where I've been strong. Days where I feel as though I can mount up with wings like an eagle. Days where I'd pray and feel as though I could touch the gates of heaven. 10 minutes would go by, 20 minutes would go by, and it would still feel as though I'm just getting started. These are the days I feel like a giant slayer. I feel empowered by the Holy Spirit. But then, there are other days. Days where if I try to pray, it feels like I'm next to a brick wall and my words just keep bouncing off and going nowhere.
Have you ever had a day where everything is a struggle? It's a fight? You try to read the word, but that becomes a fight. You try and pray, but that too proves to be a fight. You put some worship music on, but you're still fighting. What do you do?
There are days where I feel as though surely God cannot forgive me again. You know the kind of days where you feel weighted down. You feel as though sin has left a stain, a mark on you that can't be removed. Yes, I've been through days where I felt as though God wouldn't want to save someone like me, with all my issues and the sin I struggle with.
I believe that David experienced days like this quite often. He must have. Because if you read Psalm 18, verse 6, the Bible says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God I cry for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears." That's a man who's been going through things. David goes on further in Psalm 27, verse 7, and says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me." And the question I always had was, why is David crying to God so much? Why is it that so often in the Psalms, David speaks of crying out to the Lord? But as I grew in maturity, as I grew in understanding, it became clear to me that many of us, like David, will face things beyond our ability to solve. We will face situations that we can do nothing about, except to simply try and endure.
And it's this issue of struggling with sin that I want to talk about. I'm glad that the Bible says in Romans 7 and 15, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." And then Romans 7, verse 18 and 19 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good."
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
"Good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." It's astonishing that the Apostle Paul, Paul, a servant of the Lord, a man who God performed miracles through, he is opening up about this struggle with sin, the same struggle with sin that I face. He must have had his good days, days when he was strong and could cast out demons in the name of Jesus or lay hands on the sick and heal them. But this very same Paul also had bad days, where he felt like he took one step forward and two steps back. But here's the thing. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity." You see, though we struggle with sin, we can only overcome in Jesus. Though we fall, we can only get back up with the help of the Lord. Though we may indeed stumble, it is in Jesus that we have steady ground.
Now, I'd like to highlight something about one particular man in the Bible. Acts 13, verse 22 describes him as a man after God's own heart. Imagine that. Imagine being described as a man or woman who was after the very heart of God. Now, you'd think such a person is perfect, right? You would think that David was squeaky clean and didn't fall victim to the same impulses we do. David was a man after God's own heart. He couldn't possibly have been a sinner, could he? And if he did, it must have just been a one-time mistake, huh? But dear friends, even the great heroes of the Bible had their own battles. Even the great Bible characters we all know and reference have made their fair share of mistakes. Let's take a look at some of the error in David's judgment. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9, the prophet Nathan came to rebuke David and said, "Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and have taken his wife to be your wife and have killed him with the sword of the Ammonites." So David murdered a man so that he could be with his wife? But don't the Ten Commandments say you shall not murder? You shall not commit adultery? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife? David violated all of these commandments. He lusted after Bathsheba, and then he committed adultery with her, and then he ensured her husband would be killed. This is the man who was described as being after God's own heart, isn't it? Now, Psalm 51 is David's prayer of repentance. After he had sinned, he came before God to repent. Here are just a few words from Psalm 51 so that you can gauge the depth of David's conviction after sinning. And pay attention to the sincerity. Pay attention to the choice of words, the deep expression in his words. Verses 1 and 2 say, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Verses 10 to 12 say, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." I find Psalm 51 to be incredibly inspiring. And in fact, I've made it a practice to pray based from this chapter. And so the example that David provides when it comes to a believer falling in sin and making a mistake, the lesson here is that a believer can fall into sin, but they will not stay in sin. A believer can make a mistake, but they will not keep making the same mistake. A believer can do wrong and have a weak moment, but they will not remain doing wrong and wallow in that pit of sin. This is the difference. This is where God affords us grace. When we fall, but really wholeheartedly repent and turn away from that sin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.